So we're here at the Edinburgh Fringe. Oh, no, sorry, the Brighton Fringe. But these people are in Tartan because this show is called Scotland. And I'm joined by...
Sam.
Ollie.
Jonathan.
Okay, let's have the full names as well.
Samuel Dugmore.
Ollie Nilsson.
Jonathan Tilley.
Okay, so what is Scotland about?
Scotland is about the spirit of Scotland, essentially. We go hunting, fishing, climbing in the Highlands, slapping, stomping, running around, smelling flowers. Spirit of Scotland, really. Yep.
I mean, you do look like a younger version of Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, who is apparently bought a Scottish island, doesn't he, and now runs a salmon farm.
Is that right? Yeah, that's what I was going for, really. So yeah.
But you know, this kind of Lord Laird, is that the spirit of Scotland?
Yes, yeah, that's what we're trying to capture, yeah.
Okay, where did the idea come about for the show?
Yeah, we all met at a theatre school in Paris called the Jacques Lecoq School, where we studied clown.
Yeah. I mean, did anyone not study clown? Because everyone's from Jacques Lecoq. It's just turned into a multinational...
Yeah. Well, it's a good
It's not Jacques Lecoq with a K, is it?
No.
So, yeah, so you studied clown and stuff, yeah?
Yeah. So we all met there, and it kind of started there, that we started doing it. We made a number there and developed that into a full show about Scotland.
Okay, so but I still want the idea. I mean, where were you? We all, you know, all right, we're going to do a show about Scotland. Give me a bit more.
Well, maybe Sam, you should tell us.
Well, my brother got married to a Scottish girl 2 years ago.
Oh, now it's coming out.
And, you know, he had a Kaylee. I put a kilt on and I felt the spirit of Scotland literally blowing up my kilt, and I felt inspired by that. And so when I was at school, my clown ended up putting a kilt on and I was an angry little kind of clown. And then we were inspired by the tartan and and we did this little percussion number. Yeah. And the crowd loved it. So we thought, hey, this is pretty cool. Let's develop a show about Scotland. Yeah. Very random, because I'm from Australia, Ollie's from Sweden, and John's from London.
And also the celebration of comedy of Scotland, apart from, say, Billy Connolly down here, that's a bit of a dangerous thing, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. I suppose so, yeah. Yeah. So we like danger.
Yeah. So in terms of the danger, take me into a rehearsal room. You know, how do the ideas come about?
So we work a lot with the togetherness and this, again, spirit of Scotland, brotherhood.
Because by your accent, you're clearly from that northern part of Scotland,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, so, I mean, is this sitting around a table writing? Is this just in Lecoq times, you know, just getting into the physical of it and saying, that works, that's in?
No, it's very furious, very, very physical. We never sit down, we're jumping around, throwing ideas, trying stuff out, trying to make each other laugh. If something doesn't work, we just say it doesn't work. Yeah. Brutal, fast, energetic. That's the process. Yeah.
And do you have different roles? Is one person more the director, or is it completely a kind of equal creating process here?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Oh, shit!
we live together as well, so we argue a lot.
Oh, here it goes. Yeah. What did the girlfriend say about
She's devastated. So we argue a lot, and we fight a lot, but it brings us more closer to each other, and that is also it shows in the show we do.
Yeah, and also, as you've mentioned Lecoq, I'm going to mention another bit of jargon, but creative conflict, that great work, and we see a lot of work, does need the conflict. You can't avoid it. You can't collude with niceness if you want to create good work.
Absolutely. And again, like, it departs you or gets you closer, and in our case, it gets us closer, and we can go in front of a car of each other, you know, we jump and we save each other. That's
What do you also do? I mean, comedy also, you know, Lecoq has the tears. There's been some heavy stuff in Scotland with the independence vote and the fact that, you know, health issues and all of that. I mean, do you go into that darker side of Scotland?
No, we don't. No, we.
That's why you look happy.
Yeah. We decided not to do it because we're not from Scotland, so we didn't want to go into the political side of it because I think that's just like treading on other people's toes there that we're not experts on because we're not part of that country. We're just celebrating what we love about Scotland from outsiders. Yeah.
Okay. So otherwise, you would have been assassinated or killed or dragged across the glen.
Yeah, stabbed. You know, by the Scottish people. So yeah, we don't want that happening. No.
And in terms of the audience and improvisation and scriptedness, where's the balance there? How much are you aware of the audience, interacting with them, giving yourself permission to change what the script says?
Yeah, we're always with the audience, totally with them. Like, from the moment we come out, we're shaking hands with them, looking at them, and then quite quickly in the show, we're getting people up on stage and improvising with them. So it's that's the core of the show, you know, to work with the audience and play around with them.
We probably cut about 30, 40 minutes of material when we done Scratch Night and stuff, and we see, oh, this doesn't work, so we just cut a lot of material to make it work with the audience, because that's our main goal, to connect with the audience and be together in the room.
Being Scandinavian, do you feel like, you know, you've invaded Scotland again?
Certainly not. No, I'm invading them with love. Yes.
Okay. And in terms of your kind of deep research for this, I mean, do you know what these tartans are that you're wearing?
My clan. Yeah, it's called the Dugmore clan. Yeah.
Okay. And are you a Dugmore, or you're just role playing?
No, I'm a Dugmore. Yeah. Okay. I believe I'm about 1/10 Scottish, okay. Somewhere back in the line. But you know, us Australians, we lose track. Okay. You know, just a bunch of convicts, really. Yeah.
I can feel an energy about all three of you that you really enjoy this show. That's all right. Yeah. In terms of being a group, has that already given you ideas for your next show, or are you going to be doing this for the next 40 years?
This is going to be like Stomp. Yeah, it's the next Stomp, really. Yeah.
Scotland too. Scotland. Yeah. Group. Yeah. But you know, part of that idea being a kind of producing house in a way, you don't have to tell me what it is, but you're already making the next work.
We just premiered with this one.
Okay, so it's quite early days.
Yeah, we're early days. We started out in November 2017 working on Scotland, and now we are writing the new play, actually.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah, so watch this space. Just in terms of where Wales. You play it, have you played... It's called Wales, okay. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes... No, so you have to go down to go up. So in terms of Edinburgh, you're playing Edinburgh?
Not this year.
Okay,
not
is
this
that
year.
Out of fear?
No. No, absolutely no. It was out of money and time, and we were going to go for like just a couple of weeks, but you know, you go up there, there's so much competition, we would have done it in a free theatre, and you know, it's just like, we thought next year, once we're a bit more established, we can go and attack Edinburgh. Yeah.
Finally, without using the word amazing, what is your invitation for people to come and see Scotland? The show, that is. Look, they're deciding who's going to spout.
What's the
invitation to an audience? There's a lot of shows here. We have to decide what to see. Pitch at that audience without saying amazing.
Well, I think if you're up for having a really fun time in the theatre and not being bogged down too much, and you want to be left with a joyous feeling, then come see our show, because it's all about that. We're there to make you laugh and enjoy yourselves, and like leave the theatre thinking, wow, that was heaps of fun. And I'm going to go off into the day and... skip around like a Scottish person, yeah.
And free oatcakes and Orkney cheddar.
We have what are they called?
That was a good guess, wasn't it?
Shortbread. Yeah. Free shortbread, maybe whiskey if you're lucky.
A bit of tartan.
Would you like some whiskey right now? We have whiskey here. Right
no, but have you got anything Norwegian? You know, like crayfish or something.
Norwegian.
Jarmohaleva.
Oh wow!
Jarmohaleva.
Jarmohaleva.
De hundra de år. You see, you don't know what that is, do you?
I've heard that before.
It was happy birthday.
Oh, was that?
Thanks very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.
Thanks.